This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This summer's air quality has been better than last year along the Front Range. That's with close to normal levels of ozone and wildfire smoke. But CPR Sam Brash reports that could change before the warm weather ends.
Scott Landis is the state's air quality forecaster. He says smog and smoke have been mild this summer compared to last year, which set records for poor air quality.
We've kind of lucked out as far as the transport winds are concerned. Last summer, it seemed like it was just a conveyor belt that was moving the smoke from the fires right into Colorado. That hasn't really been the case this summer.
But Landis says the next few weeks could bring more pollution. A heat wave across the western U.S. could spark fires, and the coming dry, warm weather could help produce ozone along the Front Range. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state is trying to raise the public's awareness of the dangers of fentanyl. That drug caused or contributed to a record number of deaths last year, more than 900 Coloradans. Robert Valick leads a state drug abuse prevention group with a warning for people who could be at risk.
You know, our main messaging is, if you are going to party, keep yourself safe.
A safer night out checklist includes bringing your own overdose reversal medication. It encourages using fentanyl test strips and designating a non-user before a party. One in 10 Airbnb hosts in Colorado lists their profession as a teacher. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers here earned just over $12 million from hosting in 2021, and a third of that was earned in the summer. Those figures come from the company, which helps homeowners to rent out rooms in their homes or their entire household to guests. Salary increases in many of Colorado's 178 school districts haven't kept up with the cost of living. The typical host in Colorado rents out rooms 47 nights a year and earns about $15,000 annually from it. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.